Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maven. 8150-939 is the number. 939 is the station. People, this is a time for me to remind you that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree, then DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into that Mitsubishi mini split like the one we use here at the 93.9 studios for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Also, thanks to George and the Bernos team for dropping by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. The fundraiser is also going on at this moment. The fundraiser for our fallen officer, Zachary Cottingham. I am unsure about the details. All Louisville and Southern Indiana Bernos will be hosting a fundraiser to honor Officer Cottingham. On Tuesday, January 18th, Bernos will donate 20% of all dine-in carryout and delivery sales to the family in this time of need. So it's good purpose going on. So please support Bernos. And again, thank you.
Bernos Pizza.
Pizza Day!
Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
What's up, Marcus? What's up, Steve?
Chilling.
All right, let's get the elephant out the room right now. Tomorrow's game, I need Louisville to put pressure on Pitt on the offensive end.
Mm.
We know what we're going to do on defense, but, Mac, you've seen now in the last game who's the better offensive players on that court when you need points. So go ahead and start Carter. Go ahead and start Ellis. And go ahead and start Faulkner. Because if you're going to try to win this game tomorrow, it cannot be a close game. You got to win this game at least by 10 to 7 points tomorrow.
Right.
You can't keep on putting your team in this bad position each and every game. So go out there and get that win and pick. It's important.
Lawrence, I appreciate the call. It absolutely is important that you go in there and put the pressure. And you say pressure on offense, Lawrence. I actually say offense and defense. When you had those runs, it was guys that were just committing to burning out their legs on the defensive end. And again, the attacking on the offense and attacking defense in a one-on-one situation. Again, the one thing you said that you were going to try this year, you haven't tried, and it's a perfect time. You're healthy. You're in shape. It's a perfect time. Alex, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, what's up, guys? First of all, before I go into what I want to say, listen, I've been having to listen to you guys on a podcast because I can't catch you guys all the time because I'm in the Fire Academy here in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I've picked up my phone so many times to text, to call in and text in. Like, y'all been killing it all week. I listen to a lot of sports radio podcasts and stuff, but literally Tuesday's show, probably one of the funniest shows like ever, and it's just been hilarious. It's been fantastic. You guys are great.
Appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you, man. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, no. Thank you. Thank you. No, I appreciate y'all because y'all are getting me through a really horrible time.
No, you're this, literally protecting our country. Like, no, no, we appreciate you. Like, you're not going to win this. You're not going to win this gratitude battle, man.
No, no. Look, I'm just a reservist. Like, it's not. Well, that's it. Like, no, it's not anything.
Not just anything. That. Yeah, you're the man. Appreciate it. I told you, Alex, get on, man. Look, no, we love you. God, we love you.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
Feel the love.
Yeah, okay. Let me love you.
I'm taking it in. Hey, that's what I wrote on your picture when you were talking about, we're going to stay there today. I was like, bro, you need to get to Kentucky right now and tell me about my sports program. Stop having fun. No, I need you guys. So, listen, I'm at the point with my football team where, like, I don't care who you hire. I don't care what talent you bring in, unless you're bringing in a new fantastic quarterback from a school that I don't know, some type of pocket passing quarterback. Like, cause I'm just done. I am so done with. There is not a player you could bring in. Personally, there's not a player you could bring in because it's all about mentality and development. I'm happy that you know, Deion Branch is here, but it's like, you're not going to be here next year. And if you are here next year, you know, I don't know what's going to happen to my fandom. Like, I really don't know. Because I don't want to watch you coach my team anymore. I don't want to watch your mentality and you continue to put the product out on the field. I don't care if we win 8 games next year. Like, our schedule is not fantastic next year. Like, we should win 8 games. Like, I'm just so sick and tired of just, like, I'm done with Satterfield. Now, Chris, I love Chris Mack. Y'all know when we were playing Return of the Mack, when we hired that man, and I was hyped up. I was calling in. I was trying to call in, like, twice in 1 hour. I was excited. But, listen, I am getting to the point with Mack where I'm like, look, dude, like, I don't know. Like, I'm second guessing myself.
Listen, we all have been fair to him, so we've been more than fair. So our criticism is more than fair as well.
Yeah, I just think he has when he said, I'm putting guys out on the floor and I'm expecting to get this and I'm not getting what I'm expecting to get, like, that scares the hell out of me. Like, and it's just like, I don't know, guys. So, At this point with Mac, I guess I'm just gonna have to let the cake. It's just really sad because Duke lost to Miami, and then last night I didn't even finish watching the game, but they were playing Virginia Tech really close. We could have had in football and in basketball, we had our stuff together. We could have punched up. This would have been a good year to punch up, but it's just like, I don't know, guys. I'm just holding on. My fandom is holding on. Well, no, that's not true. I'll always be a fan because I love these guys. Coaches will come and go, but my heart for U of L will always be here. But it's really looking bleak right now. I'm beat up in a corner, just shaking, hoping somebody comes in and saves me. Like, that's just where I am. But thank you, guys. I'll listen.
Listen, appreciate the call.
And I will say this: when you look at it like that, it's tough. Yeah. It's tough when you look at missed opportunities. It's bad enough when you miss opportunities, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what's worse than missed opportunities, what's worse than missed opportunities is the fact that you feel like it was a coaching mistake that led to your missed opportunities. What adds on to that is it's bad enough that you missed an opportunity. When you think it's your coach that caused you to miss the opportunity, that's even worse. And then the third part that makes it worse is you have the talent mixed with the coaching mistake, mixed with the missed opportunity. You're like, no, I got a roster. I got a roster. You know, and I won't backtrack on it. I think my roster should have weighed a lot more by now on my defensive line and my running back. Like, I think they should have been a lot bigger. But roster, potential-wise, you've had your hands on them long enough for them to be much more physical and play a much more violent style of game. So same way I feel in basketball. I'm like, listen, we left some serious food on the table. I feel like the coaching decisions early are the reason we're in close games now, because we haven't overwhelmed anybody with our depth.
Yeah.
And I think through coaching, you've allowed everyone to, like you said, the way you punish and not punish individuals. You said it, Steve. There's no repercussions until Malik's playing so uncontrollably bad that we make jokes about the Monstars taking his power.
Yeah.
When three or four players get to play like the Monstars are taking their power, and other guys will say, we're like, okay, a guy beat him on that play.
Yeah.
You can't snatch him out because a guy beat him on that play. And, I literally saw some of the worst runs of basketball I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Here. And I had some bad ones, too.
Well, no, but I think it's one of the – sorry, you know what I was reading really quick before I get to my point here?
I'm listening.
I was reading Rob Gronkowski retweeted Deion Branch and said, congrats, Deion, you're going to do great. You developed me as a young player on and off the field back in the heyday. I'm like, let's get Gronk to a game like yesterday.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take Deion's legit Rolodex.
Yeah, I was going to say. Out. Yeah, like, that's pretty cool.
Look, Steve. So what if it wasn't just a hire for show?
I know. Yeah, yeah. Actually, that's tremendous.
That shows a lot.
here's my thing. I think that I said this last night to somebody. I said, I think I would have given the two coaches, Satterfield and Mack, are in two different spots. And the reason I say that is because if it wasn't for the fact that we kind of knew, like, hey, Brahm will come here,
mm-hmm.
I think we all would have been a little more on the, like, okay, but next year's the hot seat year. Mm-hmm. I'm not playing with you anymore. Mm-hmm. Next year's year four. I don't think I would, because me and you started out that way. We started out with the, like, I don't want to coach and search, it's just Brahm. We said that many times, or it's like, I don't want to coach and search, it's just Brahm. So, that's kind of where I was at with that. So I'll give you that fourth year, because I'm going into what you're talking about my guys should be bigger and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, because like I hear names like Caleb Banks, and I hear Caleb Banks is up to 300 pounds, and I'm like, okay, because that's a guy I like to talk to him on the show. Say, okay, now let me see what Ben Souders can do. I'll give you this fourth year. And maybe that's where I'm settling back in now that the realization is just sinking in that you're like, no, he's the coach at this point. There's nothing going to change. It's like nothing. Yeah, you had a bowl game.
You are so much further in the stages than I am.
I know. I don't believe he's going to work. Yeah, no, I don't believe he's going to work. Or I believe this. I believe if he works, he's going to get the hell out of here. Like, he's not going to stay here. So I think that's where I'm at with Satterfield, that I think either way we go, we're probably – it's a marriage that's not going to last. Mm-hmm. I've used that analogy many times. So that's kind of where I'm at with him. Now, Mac, on the other hand, I'm in year four. Problem with year four is you also do have – it feels like – every single year, almost. Year one, it was your first year. Year two, you had a three seed that the tournament got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Year three, COVID pauses, blah, 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 kept you out of the tournament. Year four, you had a six-game suspension. You got this. It's like every year's been something. I will say this, I really do like the prospect of what next year's roster could be with Kamari Lands, with Fred King, with Tay Davis. I think bringing Sean East would be good. I think if, you've got Caleb Glenn in 2023. I think it'd be smart for Coach Mack to go offer Gabe Sisk in 2023.
Would you reclass today? Caleb Glenn?
I don't know if he can. No. Like, I want you to be fully developed when you get here. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's got a lot of potential. But speaking of that, they're playing tonight at 8 o'clock at Valley. Ballard, Gabe Sisk and Ballard are playing Caleb Glenn and Mail tonight at Valley at 8 o'clock. I'm going to get out there and watch that one. I would encourage a lot of Louisville fans to make it a point to get out there because, I mean, Caleb Glenn's a guy you have coming in. Gabe Sisk's a guy I think we want coming in. He's a 6'6" point guard that just dropped a 30-piece on Reed Shepherd's head a couple weeks ago. It's funny nobody talked about that. But it's like
– I got to hear about that from you.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, he's
– Wait a minute, he did what?
He's got a Rick Pitino offer. I mean, yeah, he had like 37-5 on Reed Shepherd, and their team blew him out. Ballard blew out North Laurel.
That's impossible.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah. But anyways, I like what you have coming in, you know, so I'm like, there is a piece of me even on that side that's like, because I don't have a Brom situation. With Brom, we knew Brom would take the job. I don't think it's 100% Kenny Payne would take the job. Like,
but just so you know, I will run anybody for Kenny Payne. I will run anyone.
No, I totally get it. Look, for me, I'm going to say this once and one time only. For me, it's 1A, Kenny Payne and Bruce Pearl. Either one of those, I'm happy. Well, okay, yeah, me too. I mean, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying like I would be almost just as happy with Bruce Pearl. Anybody else, I'm like, I think it would be a big. I'll just let me try one more year with Mac. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me see what. So, because, but do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's where I'm kind of at with the two coaches right now. And then you've got Josh Hurd, who's sitting in there at the interim, who I don't know, we can't quite figure out as a fan base if we're accepting him or not. Like, you know, like it's almost like this is the offering. Josh Hurd's the offering. Do you accept? And I think the fan base right now is kind of, I think so. I mean, Jurich loved him. I think that's a big feather in his cap for a lot of people. You know, it's like... I'm not hearing really anything from him, but on the other hand, I'm like, what could he really be saying right now? I don't know. I mean, are we? I haven't heard of any donors coming in or anything. But he's only been in the job for a few months, so you know, I know that's not a overnight thing. You get what I'm saying? It's like it's almost like for every reason I could be upset, I can also hear an excuse or not an excuse, but a valid reason why.
A justification. Who we need to take first, Nikki?
Let's go with Jerry.
Jerry, thanks for joining on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. It's been a while since I called in, but of course I'm listening every day, and you guys are keeping it real and doing an awesome job.
Appreciate that, Jerry. Thank you.
So, hey, football-wise, not too worried about that because it's going to work out one way or the other. Either Sat's going to get it going, or Brom's going to come in here and get it going, or Sat's going to get it going, and Brom's going to come in and he's going to really get it going. So football's okay. We're going to be fine. But my concern's basketball because, I mean, we're not Alabama. I mean, let's face it, we're one of the biggest basketball programs in the country, and what's going on right now is just a nightmare, really. But here's my point, and nobody seems to be bringing this up, but if I was Mac, I think right now fighting for my job, I would fire at Ross McMaines and put him on the road because that guy's supposed to be some offensive guru, and our offense sucks. And every time I'm watching the game, all I see is that McMaines sitting over there on the bench just with some stupid look on his face, not doing a damn thing. And it seems like just by looking, there seems to be some kind of tension going on over there too with him and the other coaches. And I might be just reading into that, but that's just kind of my feelings on it. And that's really all I got to say. I appreciate you taking my call, and I'll just hang up and listen to y'all.
Appreciate,
thank you, guys.
Appreciate the call. I will say this, Jerry. I think there's a blind spot that we missed. Like I said, everybody has their blind spots. It's cool. I think the blind spot, again, is New Zealand national team. You got to be good. You got to have a full skill set to make it to be on the New Zealand national team. To the teams he's coached are professionals. You have to have already developed so many fundamental skill sets that when he puts you in positions, it's almost like, why can't you, like, what are you doing? Why aren't you scoring that? you know?
So he's learning to coach college kids.
Yeah. I think the blind spot is the same reason I said I don't want to coach kids. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
And the college kids he would work out were
paying. Like,
draft guys.
Where you can look at them and say, hey, you need to listen to me because you're trying to get where I can show you how to get. You know, so, you know, it's like these guys, like, you have to literally go back and teach them triple threat jab step. You have to train that. That takes a long time. I mean, and when you don't have a lot of, because, again, we've had COVID, so you don't have a lot of Louisville summer basketball. Like, people don't realize that stuff is what also made Louisville great. Mm-hmm. Guys coming back practicing here for extended time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to think year after year after year, open run with the players. How much do you learn with, you know, a guy just going to the draft and coming back playing? You know, guys playing overseas, coming back, you know, staying here for a month and playing in the gym. You know, like, some of the tradition we're kind of robbed of with the, you know, with the summer and the way things are now. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like there's a lot of fundamental things you just don't learn.
That's why I'm so tough, man. I'm stuck.
Yeah, you're battling. Yeah,
I'm stuck because like part of me really thinks we should let Mac give it another go, and you know, next year, and kind of let that be a hot seat year. But I also. Listen, the
game after game, though, you'll feel yourself being pulled a lot further one way or the other.
Yeah.
And that's why North Carolina State brought the rage out of the fan base because it's a crucial hump. Mm-hmm. You know, North Carolina State was a crucial hump.
Yeah, so is Nikki.
Who should we take next?
Anthony,
fire away, my man.
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
Good.
I just wanted to call about, like, last week, maybe a week and a half ago or whatever. I just wanted to see if I was the only one. I'm sure I'm not. But U of L Athletics actually gave me a call, and I only went to two season games last year or this past season. I went to the Louisville-Clemson game and Louisville-Kentucky game. So two not good football games to go to if you're a Louisville fan. And that was the only two games I went to. I'm not a season ticket holder, never have been. But they gave me a call and asked if I was going to be willing to come to any games next year and stuff like that. And I just thought that was odd. I've never seen U of L have to call, like, single season, you know, single game ticket holders to see if they're going to be coming to the games next year.
Were they taking a survey?
I'm not sure. It wasn't, like, really a survey. He called. He knew, like, my information. He said, I see here that you went to the Clemson game and you went to the Kentucky game. And I was like, yeah, not good games. He's like, oh, yeah. He said, Clemson every time. He said, you know, we always lose at the last second. He said we need to give Malik 5 yards to try to run it in instead of 2 yards. That's what the U of L athletic guy said. But it was just odd because, like I said, I've never ever seen them call single season or single game holders to see if they're coming. I think that just shows where we're at, the state of the program. Like, they're worried about not even season ticket holders. They're worried about just regular people coming to the games. I didn't give him an answer. I should have told him no unless you get Brian Braun or Jeff Braun or something. Listen. I told him I got to talk to my girlfriend.
Is that right?
I wanted to see if I was the only one that got that or not.
That's great. Anthony, no, appreciate the call, man. That's interesting. They are listening. To Anthony's point, I'm not surprised that they're doing that before we get to the specifics of that call. Because attendance is going to be garbage next year. like you're going to have to, like, Satterfield's in a position where it's like you're going to have to win the people back in there. And Coach Mac, I shouldn't really just put Satterfield in that. I mean, I think Coach Mac, you're in that position too. You're going to have to win the people back into the stands because, I mean, it's ugly. I mean. And next year's probably going to be worse. And, I mean, U of L, I think, is probably going to end up starting the season with two road games. I don't know who they're going to open up with. I know a lot of people said Syracuse is open. It looks like it's going to be an ACC game. Mm-hmm. So maybe at Syracuse, but then you're going to play UCF game two at UCF. You lose one of them games. I mean, I already don't think people are going to, even being 2-0, I don't think people are going to be like, yeah, let's go. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but you lose one of those two. I mean, you're not going to have 20,000 people in a 60,000 seat stadium. I mean, that's going to be like, people just don't want to go to games. They're not going to. And the fact that they're calling people, and then the fact that they're saying things like, yeah. Well, I mean, imagine.
That's the part of the call.
Anthony just told you that literally UofL ticket people are calling people and saying, yeah, well, you know, if we had
5 yards instead of
two. If we had 5 yards instead of two and a coach was confident enough to get in the end zone, we could win a game, man.
I know I'm not supposed to be saying this.
I know I probably shouldn't be saying this as a UofL ticket employee, but
let's just keep it real, listen, Anthony.
He's making my job hard, Anthony. He's making my job very hard.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how they feel. That's exactly how they feel over there.
I know.
Who we got next, Nikki?
Next up, we got our man, Green Bay Denny.
Green Bay Denny, fire away.
All right, fellas. First of all, I'm trying to start a rumor up in Wisconsin. I've called the Green Bay Gazette, and I'm talking about this one kid that played at Tennessee that played excellent linebacker that could
listen
really help us up there.
Denny, so you keep your paws off of my baby. Ain't no way. I'm sitting up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin with my No, listen. Look, if the math is mathing, with Green Bay, here we come.
There you go. They would love you. I know that. Couple things. Y'all said something yesterday and I wasn't able to call in. You were talking about how, you know, whether he was jawing back at the coach and the coach, and you put the Bob Knight. That made me laugh out loud. And I started thinking about Denny, Coach Crum.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if y'all remember this, but Coach Crum at the tail end, and this was maybe parallel with Mike. Remember when Clifford Rozier, I think they were on the road versus Wyoming, and they were playing, and Crum, Rozier was just, he was just in a funk, and Denny got mad at him, and he was sitting on the bench. Well, Rozier just got up off the bench and checked himself, did it?
Clifford,
but anyway,
listen, Denny, to compare Jalen Withers and Clifford Rozier. Clifford was the number one player in the nation, and he went to North Carolina and then transferred to Louisville. Yes, he got up off the bench and checked himself into the game whenever he wanted to.
But I just thought, man, that's what I saw. That's the downfall of Denny. Because Denny told him, you sit down. And Clifford said, no, I'm going in. And I just thought, oh, my God, that's the only thing I could think of to think that there's a parallel there. And
that team was like in the Sweet Six, the Final Four the next year.
I bet Coach Mack wishes he had one guy that would look him right in the eye and say, no, you're going to win if you have me in the game.
Remembered that game.
Y'all want to win, put Clifford in.
Yeah. And, Steve, you warmed my heart when you said you liked Aaron Rodgers. And we don't care who we get, but we love those Cowgirls. We love them because Aaron got y'all's number.
He does.
I'll get off.
He does.
Appreciate the call. Clifford Rozier is the exception to the rule. And he's not worth the argument of saying, no, Cliff, you can't go into the game.
That's fair.
People, go type in YouTube, Clifford Rozier, Louisville.
Hello.
Yeah, it's not a yes, coach. He's going back in the game. And the assistant coach said, coach, just let him go.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it later on.
I know.
If he's that angry and he wants to play, let him play.
Well, if Denny, let me get this in really quick. If Denny is that confident. Let me help him out. He can win some money on it. Because the NFL playoffs are here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking things off with a huge offer, counting down to Super Bowl 56. New customers can get 56-1 odds on any wildcard team to win their game. Bet just $5, win $280 in free bets if your team's victorious. So bet the Niners. Put your money where your mouth is.
How dare you?
Or not. All customers can also get in on DraftKings Hammer the Over promotion. For every 5,000 bettors who take the over for Saturday night's game, I believe it's Buffalo and New England, the point total will lower half a point. Every time they've done this Hammer the Over, it's gotten to zero. So as long as somebody scores, which must happen in a playoff game, you win.
You win.
Yeah. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code WLCL to get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 to win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code WLCL. This wild card weekend at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older. Indiana only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Got a gaming problem? Call 1-800-9 with it.
There is no way they let the Cowboys lose on Nickelodeon. But we'll talk about it.
Does that make it even worse though? If you're like losing and there's slime and like it's all
yes
fanfare.
I'm not watching the Nickelodeon version. Like I'm gonna watch it on Fox.
Who did it last year? I think it was Noah Eagle, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah, he's. I think he's doing it again. And then they've got like somebody. What's his name? The little.
We'll come back to it.
Yeah.
By the way, before we get back to the phones real fast, I just want to remind everyone that there's something really cool happening in Paducah.
Yeah.
They have the Open Season Expo this weekend. The Open Season Sportsman Expo returns to Paducah in McCracken County Convention and Expo Center. It's today through Sunday, January 16th, for all outdoorsmen. It's a paradise weekend. Come see the latest products, gear, and equipment for hunting, fishing, and outdoor enthusiasts. Attend an educational seminar. Test out the newest products. They have a shop show. They got, bring your buck for trophy deer scoring. That'd be kind of fun, like, if they had, like a celebrity, like, panel.
Yes.
Like, you know, like, actual experts judging it, and then just me up there going, but that one has big antlers, so he gets a lot of points. I'm not saying I'm a celebrity, but you know what I mean. They have,
thank you.
They have trophy deer scoring. Kids age 12 and under, they get in free. Save with advanced discount tickets at Open Season Sports Expo. .com.
Well, I'm a new Yellowstone fan. I should, as I've been getting
involved
into
it,
yeah, look, maybe I will get involved in
all
that.
Things nature and all things survival.
I was gonna do that when we come back, Nate, but you know what?
We need to do it twice anyway. So,
there we go.
Who do we take up next, Nikki?
Next up, we have Larry.
Larry, fire away, my man.
Hey, guy, here, I just want to shoot a question at you and see what you all think. Everybody seems to say that after Bahamas, when Mac came back from his suspension, that things seemed to change. I thought they changed offensively and defensively. Could it be possible that when Mac came back, he just does not like what McMaines is doing, and so he's just kind of sitting there because Mac's not listening to him or implementing anything that he's wanting to do? What about that?
Steve may think so. I didn't think the style changed very much. I think they just kind of played a little better. Late, they played a little better late, hit a couple shots, got a couple tough scores, and just kind of ended up on the plus side of it. But we've been seeing basically the same thing. Do we hit shots late? Do we make plays late? That's been the difference between pretty much all our games, except for maybe Michigan State. Frank, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Gentlemen, first of all, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
You know, I was kind of on the let's wait and see as far as the basketball season was concerned at the very beginning. And I'm still holding out hope that this team can get it together because I think more than anything, there's some chemistry issues, not only on the bench, but also just the team in general. And this team kind of reminds me of the 2014-15 team that came within a tip-in of going to the Final Four, but it took a talk by Richard Pitino to really allow this team to see that as much talent as they have, it just wasn't playing together. And I think that's kind of what it is right now, is that, you know, this team does not have an identity. Mm-hmm. You got a bunch of role players and no dog other than Ellis and Curry. You know, we don't have a dog on this team. and there's no go-to person. Everybody is kind of, you know, they're just kind of floating around seeing if they can make three-point shots. I want to say this, and I'm going to get off. And his team has no heart, man. I mean, and I guess that's what I meant by saying a dog on there, because, and this is no disrespect towards the women's team, but, you know, you got Mikasa Robinson is harder than some of these guys that's playing on the men's team. You know, and I say that with respect to her, but you know, this team has been pushed around. I looked at the replay of the NC State game, mm-hmm. and it's no way, shape, or form that you have five starters score 11 points. Mm-hmm. Five starters, and the last time a starting five scored that many points or less was 1933 when Kentucky Wesleyan defeated U of L. So, you know, you have a six-year senior. You have a grad transfer. You had another player that's been there for 3 years. It's no way possible that team should only score 11 points. So that's the reason why I say there's something going on, what is in between the ears, but it's definitely some chemistry issues. So I appreciate you taking my call, and I'm out.
Appreciate the call, Alex. Starting five, 11 points.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you what you saw and why you saw it. Last commercial break, middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
Spinning TV.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station headed into the break. We were asked a question kind of about the lineups, kind of about the way the things are situated. Here's the thing. We go back over to the starting lineup. It's not difficult. You get L. Ellis, Jared West, mm-hmm. Sam, Matt Cross,
Malik,
and Malik. This is one of the things that kind of adds. This is kind of a ladder, a domino effect. One of the reasons I got agitated with Coach and the quick substitution of L. Ellis. Jared West can't get his own shot.
Mm-hmm.
Malik Williams cannot get his own shot.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Cross cannot get his own shot.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Williamson cannot really get his own shot.
Right.
You have four guys out there that cannot get their own shot. West does not create a shot Matt.
I was about to ask. Now tell me out of that group who's a shot creator.
That's the point.
Yeah.
L. Ellis getting to the basket is the closest thing you have at somebody else getting a good look.
Yeah.
He's the only guy that can pull a defense like the yard they use, a magnet. Yeah. He's the only magnet that can force help.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only guy. Nobody needs help for Malik. Yeah. Nobody needs help for Matt Cross. Nobody needs help for Jared West. Nobody needs help for Sam Williamson. So you have a lineup. That's how you have an 11-point starting lineup. Because they do not complement each other. You've heard me bark about it. Jared West and Malik Williams, maybe outside of the first opening plays where Malik is kind of bold, he's usually bold the first two possessions,
sure.
And he goes back to being the Malik he's been for 5 years. Jared West and Malik is the least scorable option on your team.
Yeah.
And we watch halves where we start our offense with Jared West and Malik. They're two non-offensive threats outside of a pick and pop.
Mm-hmm.
And Jared West doesn't shoot that ball, so he's not even a threat on that pick and roll. Both have to be threats on a pick and roll.
And neither are.
You know what I'm saying? Again, the pick and pop is the only threat, but you don't have to help on that. So I'm like, Coach, at the 18:26 mark,
mm-hmm.
means you left them in there for 1 minute and 34 seconds, the only guy that can create a shot for anybody. And again, Jared, you have to create extra possessions on high-intensity defense. That's where we need you. We don't, again, your pick and roll game is not aggressive.
Yeah.
Until it becomes aggressive, you have to be an aggressive, crazy aggressive. And when you pick up aggressive, people pick up aggressive with you. But not like that other group, the other lineups, when they start picking up
when
aggressive.
When Mason's in there, when Jared's, or I'm sorry, when Mason's in there, when Sydney's in there, when those.
And I will say this, Noah Locke's defense picked up when other guys.
No, it did. That was something. You go back and watch. It's like when other guys picked up around him, he picks up the defense.
Yep. So that lineup.
Because I think our best lineup the other day was when Mason, Locke, I think it was Curry, and then Davis, Dre Davis, and it was Matt or Sam. No, it might have been Sam.
They're good passers. Yeah. Like, David is a better passer.
I can't remember who the
DeAndre is a better passer.
Yeah.
Sydney is a willing passer. That dime to Jalen Withers
was beautiful.
Out of Sydney Curry.
That was beautiful.
Was unreal.
I mean, and the way Jalen went up and put it underneath the basket just was phenomenal.
I'm not going to harp on lineups, but that lineup can't be on the floor together.
If Sidney Curry isn't a starter, Mason Faulkner isn't a starter, yeah, I am. Yeah, your job's on the line, bro.
I'm a minutes guy. You know that.
No, I know.
I did it with Rick.
But I still think something's different about when you put – your yes behind a player as a starter. Mm-hmm. Like, I think something's different with that. So, yeah.
We were so excited with the other one. Who got last one?
We have Jason.
Jason, fire away, my man.
All right, what's up, guys? So, I've been listening a little bit, and, I've been doing my own little going back and watching stuff as much as I can off the DVR. And I hear a lot of people talking about dogs, and, you just said it just then. Man, I need Sidney Curry in the game all the time. And I kind of got a list of about five people that I got to get. These guys got to get the majority. I'm talking 30, 35 minutes. Mason Faulkner's on that list. Matt Cross is on that list. Everybody talks about dogs, and they always forget about Dre. Running around like this dude ain't got guns. We literally need him on the floor, I think. He's probably the toughest player with the most experience that we have. Mm. And then Jared West has got to be able to come in, be one of the first ones off the bench to be able to be that when we get in those weird, funky positions where we got to have some defensive stops. If you've got
I need takeaways out of him at this point. I need him to take the ball from people, yeah.
I need him. I don't need him to do – maybe hit an open shot to make him respect him when he's got to be on the floor to play defense.
Right.
But I don't need him trying to create anything on his own. And when we get down and we get into the set, honestly, you can let Dre run the offense. He'll be all right. But I'm going to need them. And to me, I hate to say this because I really wanted him to be something more than he is. Malik's down at number 8 before he even gets in. I think we got to move on.
Have you pulled? He's full just leader, bench leadership guy to you now.
He just is what he is. He's not reliable enough, and we got to focus somewhere else. We got to get to win. We got to win some games. If we can't get in the tournament, man, it's bleak. It looks rough. And if that means we got to rotate, if that instead of trying to go 10 deep,
yep.
We got to go 7.
No, Jason, listen, I'm saying the same thing, man. Jason, I appreciate the call, man. I got to move along on this one and get this little advertisement in.
Yeah, absolutely. Real quick. I want to thank George and Barrino's team for dropping lunch by the ESPN Louisville Studios. They want you to know something big this weekend or that they have coming up next week. They're going to have a fundraiser for a local Louisville police officer, LMPD, Officer Zachary Cottingham, that recently, if you've been keeping up with the news, recently passed or had in action. So all Louisville and Southern Indiana Barrino's will be hosting a fundraiser on Tuesday, January 18th, Barrino's will donate 20% of all dine-in, carry-out, and delivery sales directly to his family in the time of need. Officer Zach was struck and killed by an automobile as he attended an abandoned vehicle on the side of I-64 on December 18th. He served with the Louisville Metro Police Department for 7 years and survived by his wife and two children. So Tuesday, January 18th, George and Baranos team, they're asking you to order out some Baranos. Go get some Baranos for dinner that day. 20% of all that's going to go to his family. So get out there and help him out.
Yeah, you have it? Because I don't.
Do what?
Do you have
what's going on? Oh, are we doing this? Oh, okay, and this weekend, the Open Season Sportsman Expo returns to Paducah, McCracken County Convention and Expo Center today through Sunday, January 16th. For an outdoorsman's paradise weekend, come see the latest products, gear, equipment for hunting, fishing, and outdoor enthusiasts. Attend an educational seminar, test out the newest products, shop, show only only pricing, and bring your...
Yeah, I hate that. I'm
shop,
sorry. Like,
show
that,
only
that
pricing.
That sounds awesome, but that little sentence messed
me
up.
Yeah, and bring your buck for trophy deer scoring. Kids age 12 and under are free, so bring most of your kids. Save in advance with discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsExpo.com.
As always, 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. YouTube channel made for the Ville. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.